What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Welcome to the BFM studio, Caden Webster.
Yo, yo, how's it going?
It's good, it's good. Now, someone in the BFM office hipped me to your music. They said, check this dude out. He's pretty good, and they were correct.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
And it's interesting because suddenly you start noticing, like names around the place. Once you sort of are aware of someone,
yeah.
You're also playing down at Nesfest,
yeah.
Which is we've done a bit of work with Nesfest in the past. We're actually running a promo with them at the moment.
Nice.
And we're about to present their gig, which is happening on the 15th of Jan.
15th of Jan, yeah.
At the new location, Hawke's Bay Showgrounds. Down there in the Hawke's Bay.
Yeah, I'm super, super stoked to be a part of it, to be honest. The lineup's killer.
Yeah.
It's so good. One of New Zealand's best lineups that I've seen.
Yeah, I reckon.
So super, just, yeah, really, really happy to be involved in it this year and actually play in my hometown again. So it'll be the first time I've ever played in Hawke's Bay, so I'm super, super excited.
Hey, yeah, hometown.
Yeah, yeah, originally from Hawke's Bay and moved up to Auckland as the old parents get jobs and more opportunity up here, so they moved up when I was about 10, but yeah, originally located in Hawke's Bay.
And just a bit of background before we hit the 6 o'clock news, you're saying you started out as a DJ.
Yeah.
Probably like to think of yourself more as a producer now.
Yeah.
What, I mean, what style or realm do you inhabit as a producer? What's the stuff you're making?
Majority techno. Mm-hmm. So super, you know, sort of underground left field stuff, driving sort of heavy bass. But recently I've always had a soft spot for breakbeat and sort of incorporating that into my sets as well. So like within my techno sets, I'll always drop in 3-4 breakbeat tracks because they just cross over so well. And so lately I pretty much produced a whole album of breakbeat that can essentially be crossed over into my sets as well. So yeah, just I guess underground, big drums, big noises.
You were saying off air that you first got a taste for it in the UK when did a gap year a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, how would you describe the impact that working in a club in the UK had on you?
Oh, massively. That was pretty much the reason, the whole the start of it, I guess. I was just bartending in a club and just watching, you know, the DJ and everyone having a good time there, and just the music that was played there sort of inspired everything, and sort of just the early days of electronic music for me with just passed down from my brothers and stuff. Mm-hmm. Listening to really old school like Deadmau5 and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of got me into, I guess, the sort of techno side of things. So yeah, it was crazy.
Sweet. Now this evening, you've got a new album on the way.
Yeah.
First and foremost, give that a bit of a plug. We'll get to that. But you've chosen some songs which have inspired your music.
Yeah.
Where would you like to start?
We'll start at maybe BMW track by Overmono.
What can you tell us about this?
So Overmono are sort of like new kids on the block. They've just taken the whole world by storm in the last probably year or two. They probably come out their track Baby, BBY. This year is probably almost the track of the year. It's crazy. They've got like a really cool breakbeat style that sort of incorporates great melodies and chord progressions as well. So similar to, if you'd think of like Bicep, almost think of like these guys are like their understudy sort of thing.
Okay, sweet.
But great producers and really just blown up in the last year for sure.
All right, let's hear it. We'll be right back. To the text machine, bring back breakbeat.
It's back, honestly, it's back.
It's having somewhat of a renaissance.
Yeah, it really is. It's it's over the, again, like over the last like 2-3 years, it's just been making this massive climb back, especially in New Zealand as well, because it's got the drum and bass element almost to it, and obviously DMB is just so huge here. Yeah. Which is why it's quite cool to cross over that like genre, I guess, you know. Yep. And it can kind of pull some of those DNB heads into a little bit more of a...
Have you dipped your toe into the water with the Jay Bulletproof DNB podcast?
No, I haven't. I actually really want to. Jay's a good mate. I've known Jay a while, and I do need to listen to that.
Definitely there's some good stories. So that's good. Cool. Must recommend the Tikitane episode. Oh, and also MC Tali.
I know Tali quite well. We actually had a track together that we haven't quite finished yet, but shout out Tali, we're gonna get it done at some point. It was done, and then we kind of like, I don't know, the inspiration kind of went, but we'll make something happen. So it was cool. It was like a real like reverbed out techno track, and yeah, it was cool. Maybe we still do it, I don't know.
Me. Now, Caden, you're playing down at Nesfest, as we mentioned before. Mm. We're just checking out the site, actually. We may as well plug the shit out of Nesfest because it's going to be a mean party.
For sure.
Down there at the Hawke's Bay Showgrounds, where they have the AMP show and stuff. And there's a view which is clearly taken from a helicopter. Massive green space, heaps of trees, fingers crossed. There's multiple stages different zones within these treed out areas. You're saying there's a couple stages. Have you had a bit of a lay of the land for the festival down there? What's the haps?
Not too much, but they have messaged me and put up on their stories and stuff like that on Instagram. Just like small videos of what the stages are going to look like. Mm-hmm. And I saw the stage layout of the techno stage, and that is indoor, and that looks epic. And I'm assuming, obviously, they're going to have the live stage and potentially Neptuno are doing a stage as well, which is kind of like minimal house, I'm pretty sure. And hopefully that will be in the trees, because that'll be amazing if we can dance in the trees to some cool house music.
Now, the next tune I've gotten here is by Fjack.
Yeah, Fjack.
Fjack.
Yeah, German. I think it's Fjack anyway. I think that's how you say it. These guys are probably my favorite techno duo. They're like... It's really big, crispy, overdriven drums, but then they incorporate breakbeat within it. Mm. And they kind of just got these almost like Detroit sounding synths. So it's almost like gangster techno. Mm-hmm. That's how I'd describe it. And they're so cool. There actually used to be three of them, and one of them dropped out, but now the duo is just doing really, really well. And, they've just got a really sick, unique style. So I draw a lot of inspiration, and a lot of my new techno that will be coming out next year is drawn from them. So big inspirations.
Fjack?
Fjack.
Fjack.
What the Fjack?
Okay. Pronounce his name for me once more. Fjak?
Fjak. So Fjak. There's two of them. Yeah, there's two of them in Fjak. I think it's Fjak. I actually have no idea. I've never heard anyone pronounce it, but I'm assuming the J is like a E. Yak, Fjak.
Now, Caden Webster, tell us a bit about your studio. Do you have a studio at home? How do you create all your music?
Yeah, so I mean, I've got a studio at home. I've got a couple of synths. I mean, I'm producing on Ableton at the moment.
And did you like grow up being able to play piano? Anything like that?
Nothing. So I'm not musically.
How did you know
trained?
That you needed some synths?
It was basically just going to other people's houses and seeing what they had, and I was like, well, that's cool. So okay. I ended up buying some. But to be honest, I use a lot of the software, and that's even stock ones that are in Ableton or Serum and things like that. But I try and use like the hardware stuff just to get more sound, you know, because hardware is always better in my opinion. But one of my mates, when I got about 3 years into DJing, one of my mates was like, okay, like, do you want to be a producer? Because like, you can only get so far DJing, right? You're just playing other people's music.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, I want to get to that next level. And then the next level was to download Ableton. And as soon as I downloaded Ableton, you have about that sort of 2 year period of sucking real bad.
Yeah.
And just everything you make just sucks. But then you make that one track, or like you create that one sound, or figure out that one thing in your head, and that makes it all click. And then
is it just road testing the music? Is it playing it in a live setting, or do you suddenly get people going, oh wow, this is cool?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both. It comes from having really honest friends and and not, you know, them telling you that it's good when it's actually not. And it's also you realizing once you can be able to put what's in your brain into and interface it with a screen or you know, your software, that's when you can really start creating. Because you always have all these good ideas in your head, but it's about putting them to the software.
Yep.
And it's so I guess a lot of it is learning how to work the software as well. So how to work the actual DAW, it's a bit of both, you know. You start playing them out and you realize it doesn't hit as good as the other tracks. And that still happens to this day, you know. Like sometimes you'll create something and you think it's amazing, and then you'll road test it and it doesn't hit, and then sometimes you'll create something that you don't think is that good, and it just connects with everyone. Yep. So it's really hit and miss sometimes, you know. It's nice. Tough. It really is tough. It's you have to be really resilient, because you're going to get told no a lot, and you're going to you know, be unhappy with a lot of production to start with. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Mm. Now, next tune you've got lined up is by Interviews.
What's it called?
High Boy.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that right? Is it the name of the artist?
Yeah. No, the name of the artist is Interviews.
Yes.
And High Boys was the EP that it was taken off.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Interviews is amazing. I actually only found him this year, and it was through a Friendly Potential link. So obviously those guys play amazing music. Mm-hmm. And again, just these crazy, really, really amazing wide low end, breakbeat, really big warehouse style tracks. And it immediately just connected with me, and yeah. So the new EP is, you know, based on some of the stuff that they're making. So
let's hit it. Hopefully, I've got the right song in.
For sure.
Is it?
Yeah, that's the one.
Crap. this artist?
Oh, we so good interviews. I'm pretty sure it's a he. Mm-hmm. I haven't, and that, forgive me for that, because I'm usually so good at like knowing exactly who the person is.
Yes,
I try and connect with the artist as much as possible, but I've only just found them. So, but amazing production, incredible production, super inspiring.
Now you're set down at Nesfest. Is this the sort of stuff you might weave in there?
Potentially. I mean, the Fiak song, definitely. Mm-hmm. I will be playing quite a lot harder down in Nesfest.
Did you get a brief?
A little bit, you know. I mean, that they emailed me and asked, you know, what I was, you know, the reason they had booked me, and that was because of my previous work, mm-hmm. which is a lot of like solid, like heavy techno stuff. Mm-hmm. Which is what I usually play in my sets anyway, so it kind of worked out. But I always incorporate some sort of little flips mm-hmm. in there. You know, you got to keep it interesting for everyone. So yeah, for sure.
Nice. Now, what's the next tune you've got lined up?
The next tune, maybe we'll play the Ill Part 2 by Morgrab. Is that on there?
Yeah.
We'll play that one. This is actually it's quite interesting. Like the synth that I just released a track called Got the Body last Friday, mm-hmm. And the ARP that Morgrab uses in here is very similar to what I used. And it's not that I copied him, but you know, I referenced the track and mm-hmm. like that's where I drew the inspiration for it. Completely different tracks, but Morgrab's super inspiring. He actually started off making like really like lo-fi sort of chill house stuff, and then now he's gone like full-blown like techno and breakbeat and real heavy stuff. So he's definitely an inspiration, the young Aussie who's made it big. So yeah.
Mall Grab, all the way from Australia, as selected by Caden Webster, playing down at NSFS. And do you have any other dates around the country?
Yeah, so all going well, on the 17th of December, there's a gig, Good as Gold Festival, mm-hmm. on Queen's Wharf.
I've seen them throwing Auckland. A bunch of parties.
Yeah, yeah. What? So we had one, well, they had one last year, and it was at the new Mantels on the Water, like where next to Kelly Tolton's.
Yeah, is it called Mantels anymore?
I'm not sure.
Oh, next to Kelly Tolton's?
Yeah, yeah, that building. Yeah, the one.
The brick one.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, just before Ooh. There, yeah, yeah. So they had they had a party there last year, and then this year they've sort of upgraded and gone to Shed 10 in Queen's Wharf. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, decent space.
So, yeah, it's all just obviously depending on the orange light from old Cindy. So hopefully we get that, the go-ahead. And other than that, probably Shipwrecked again.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Shipwrecked Festival up in Tiari. If you haven't been, it's amazing. It's
you
such
surf,
incredible.
Right?
I do.
Go for a surf up at Tiari while the
for
festival's...
For sure. Yeah, definitely.
Can you get near the beach at Shipwrecked?
Yeah, yeah, you can. So, like, it's you're literally about a five-minute drive from the beach.
Okay.
It's a... Such a cool festival, super inclusive. Like they've got about four or five different stages there, ranging from DMB to, you know, really nice disco and house and techno and everything. I can't recommend it enough. Such an amazing festival. So that will be in February. You know, if you like Splore, you'll love Shipwrecked.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Very similar.
Should we hit this, Alex? Ranzino?
Alex Ranzino, yeah. Again, new artist that I found this year. And again, like really like crispy, like almost distorted drums, but just like does it in a way that it's just, yeah, it's crazy. Some of these producers that are coming out now are just on another level.
Be better, you know.
Alex Ranzino.
Alex Ranzino. Super fast. Man, I forgot how fast that track is. Like, it's super quick.
Now, Caden, we're playing down at Nesfest January 15th down the Hawke's Bay. You've got a brand new song out and a new album, which is, yeah. When does that drop?
So I just released Got the Body, which is the first single off it, and that came out last Friday. So if you guys want to go and check that out. I have another single coming out this Friday as well called You Are. And the full album drops on the 17th of December. It's called Not the Usuals, and it's essentially that. So usually, obviously, I'm predominantly techno, and I haven't actually released any breakbeat. So I thought this time, you know, let's just change it up, and what better title than Not the Usuals, so people know that it's not the usual from me. But yeah, so the album features 7 tracks. Mainly all breakbeat. There's one sort of techno kind of like dubby house track on it, and the rest is kind of like left field experimental raw breaks. So just a little bit more on the raw side, you know, not so polished, but I kind of wanted it in that way. I just wanted it to be like cool textures and sort of things that you wouldn't hear in your everyday playlist. So yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, mate, for coming in, making the trek over from the shore.
Thanks so much.
Here to BFM. We'll see you at Shipwreck. We'll see you at Nesfest. And might see you around the traps all over the summer.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Cheers, bro.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.